Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I am here to give you your weekly forecast for May 9th through the 15th. So, we are exactly a week away from the full moon eclipse in Scorpio. We are a week away from the second eclipse of the season. It has been a really active, transformative eclipse season thus far. From readings to coaching clients to even changes within myself, it's palpable. It's happening. We're turning the corner. We're transforming. We're being asked to let go of a lot of things, whether it's relationships, work, environments, friendships, to belief systems, to being much more observant of our thoughts, of our narratives, and finally stepping into a place that we have known that we've needed to step into for a long time. So, what I'm finding within myself and within a lot of my clients is we're finally stepping into a grounded sense of empowerment, into a space that is really patient, it's beautiful, it's vibrant, and it doesn't have anything to do with us trying to convince anybody of anything. Last week, I talked a lot about, in some way, shape, or form, I talked about we don't have to wave our finger at anybody and let them know our worth. We simply have to step into the place of internal empowerment and function from that place. This is a week that continues to support that, and it's a week with shifts that begin to activate times that are going to be with us over the next 12 months, okay? So with that said, let's get started. On Monday, May 9th, we have the moon transiting the last couple of degrees of the sign of Leo. While that happens, on the moon's way out of Leo and into Virgo, the moon is going to oppose Saturn in Aquarius. That means that it's going to be at 180 degrees from Saturn in Aquarius. That means that the moon and Saturn are going to be facing one another. They're across from one another. They're having a conversation. Whenever two planetary bodies are at 180 degrees from one another, it's known as an opposition. And what you'll read a lot, especially on the internet, is that this is a quote-unquote negative aspect or heavy aspect or an aspect of tension. I'd like to lean more towards the definition of tension because tension is usually a catalyst for change. But in this case, this is about coming face to face with either with ourselves, with a realization, with someone else, with a certain situation that is asking us to meet this halfway. Okay, so we have the moon in Leo. The moon represents emotional processing. In Leo, it's about taking pride in what we're processing, making room for it, allowing ourselves the room and space, not only to feel and to process, but taking a stand to actually be heard, right? Now, directly opposite of that is Saturn in Aquarius. Saturn in Aquarius, which for a year and a half now has been representing rebuilding our life from a completely different point of view, a completely different stance, in a completely different way than we had built at least the last 30 years. Okay. With that said, what is coming up for you right now that you feel you either need to honor or you need to voice that has everything to do with what you're building in your life right now? Okay, this moon in Leo, this transiting moon in Leo, is asking us to take pride in ourselves. And this is only going to be for a few hours on Monday, which is fine. Because what it's going to do is that sense of pride, that sense of I've got to somehow really fully step into the space of myself, that energy goes into once the move transits into Virgo, which I'll get to in a second. But the moon in Leo, in general, a moon in Leo represents the ability for us to be able to see the love in our lives. And how do we express love in our lives? Well, that's very dependent on each one of us. What is our definition of love? How do we show ourselves love? And so from this space, it's again, how do we express a life that revolves around love? And what is that definition for us? In opposition to Saturn in Aquarius, it's about how does my definition of love and the expression of that in my external reality balance with the things that I do need to do, to take care of, to be responsible for? And how do I meet those halfway? This is, again, this is about living with intention, okay? Now, later on Monday, the moon will finally leave Leo with that question, right? How does my definition of love align with the life that I'm building and creating? And it moves into Virgo. A moon in Virgo, we go from a fire sign to an earth sign. We go from feeling passion, inspiration, creativity, instinct, to then how do we take all of that fire energy and ground it and actually do something with it? Because Virgo is an earth sign. It's grounded energy. And every single earth sign in the zodiac, their karma, the karmic energy of that element is to create and make real in this tangible reality. Okay? So if this, an example, if we have a creative project, it's inspired, it's coming out, like our ideas are going nuts, our inspiration is through the roof, we're writing all the things down. This is in order for us to create a brand new reality, Saturn in Aquarius. The moon moving into Virgo is, okay, I have all of these ideas. How do I ground them? How do I create a plan in order for me to see these ideas unfold over time? Over time. Because on Tuesday, May 10th, we have Mercury finally starting its retrograde period, okay? So the moon continues in Virgo on Tuesday. A moon in Virgo feels dutiful and feels replenished and fulfilled by being of service, by looking at the details, by taking stock and audit of what we're working on. Where is my time, energy, and effort going to? What are some of the things that I need to cut off? What is presenting itself in my life right now that requires my attention and that I cannot be dispersed in other things that are not important? This is especially true because also on Tuesday, May 10th, we have Jupiter, the planet of expansion, luck, and growth, moving into the sign of Aries. So, how interesting. I always find this fascinating. When we have one of the big planets, right? And by big, I mean either Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, or Jupiter, but especially Saturn and Jupiter, because those are the big planets that move faster than the rest of the big planets. And then we have one of the personal planets, which can be the two luminaries, the sun and the moon, or Mercury, Venus, and Mars come retrograde. What does this mean? Mercury represents our cognitive thought and communication. This is something that we use every single day, 24/7, right? But one of the big planets, Jupiter, it's moving from Pisces to Aries. It's moving signs. The dynamic changes. We go from a water sign to a fire sign. We go from introspection to extroversion. We go from, this is what inspired me over the last couple of months. This is what I've been thinking about. This is what I've been creating. This is what's been coming from the depths of my soul. And Jupiter in Aries is saying, let it out. Let it out, baby. It's time for you to show it to the world, to assert yourself and your creativity for all that it's worth. And then Mercury goes retrograde. Okay, here we are, Jupiter starting, dipping its toes into Aries. And mind you, Jupiter will only get to 9 degrees of Aries, okay? And that will happen from now till July. And in July, it's going to start retrograding back in degrees. Anything that we set the intention for this week, my loves, this week and throughout the month, but this week in particular, has the chance to affect us and to lay the groundwork for us for something that is going to fully expand in 2023. In 2023, okay? The thing is that Jupiter hasn't been in Aries in 12 years. So Jupiter in Aries, in a nutshell, represents the expansion of the self, the assertion of the self. You're going to notice through the summer, more and more people worrying about themselves, caring about themselves, prioritizing myself because this is what I need. Look, I get it. Not only because of the cosmos, but because we are coming out of the two most transformative years of our lifetime. Of our lifetime. Where we had to go so deep, far within ourselves to discover this new part of ourselves. Most of our lives fell apart only for us to rebuild and regenerate. I think that's beautiful. So Jupiter coming into Aries, a sign that it hasn't been in 12 years, under all of these circumstances, during eclipse season, an eclipse season that is transforming us in such a profound way. Jupiter in Aries is reminding us that the way that we fully expand is by asserting who we are. And again, remember what I said, this isn't about going to people and waving your little finger in their face and saying, you're missing out and this is what I'm worth and you need to understand. No, because remember, the North Node is in Taurus. The North Node in Taurus is grounded. We expand in Aries, which is fire energy, which is creative in nature, by what we stand for. What does our life look like? Is it aligned with what we want? Is it an honest reflection of what's going on inside of us? And if it is, it's something that we simply emanate, okay? Now, Mercury going retrograde at the same time that Jupiter, the planet of expansion, is moving into Aries is really significant because especially as we're leading towards a full moon eclipse where emotions that are in all-time high, I can't say that everyone feels tired or that everyone feels emotional or that everyone feels a particular way. But what I can say is that there is an essence of extremity, okay? So you can feel extremely happy or extremely sad, extremely energized or extremely tired. I don't know. It's different for everyone, but that essence of extremity is there. And where the essence of extremity is, it usually makes us want to act quickly and want things now. That's not it. That's not the point, because eclipses are still here to show us the way, to guide us. And Mercury going retrograde through the month of May is about how are you recalibrating not just your mindset, but your nervous system to what you now know is true, and how, from a recalibrated place within you, do you assert yourself? Pay attention to what I just said. Mercury retrograde is meant to recalibrate our mindset and our nervous system based on all of the changes that we have experienced internally and externally over the last month, so that come June, we begin on our merry way without eclipse energy. We assert ourselves not from a place of anxiety, not from a place of nervousness, not from a place of demanding an expectation, but simply from a place of self-knowing. This is why this week matters so much. If there is anything I can tell you about this week, it's really Jupiter moving into Aries and Mercury going retrograde at the same time. It's like, here is this energy of expansion of the self, but we need to slow you down so that you do it right, so that you do it with patience. Remember, if you're feeling the need right now, I want this to be over, I need some clarity now, I need to know now, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. Because it is all of the information that's coming to you whether it feels comfortable or not, that is going to help you assert yourself in the way that you actually desire. Remember, nothing that is meant for you is gonna go away. Everything that is meant for you is already lined up. What happens when we have energy of expansion and then potentially energy that can represent contraction with a Mercury retrograde, which I don't think it does, but just to give you an example, is that we're being slowed down almost for our benefit. Why? Because we live in a society, I like to call it the Amazon Prime Society, because we receive our packages next day or 2 days, sometimes the same day. We want our lives to unfold in the same way. And that's why we have such a hard time moving through life, because it doesn't move at the pace that we wish it did. But it's moving at the pace that it needs to. And that's something that we need to come back to and fully understand. So in order to now assert yourself, what does that mean? What does it mean to assert yourself? What does it mean to expand from an individual space within yourself? This process of individuation, what did your shadow show you that now your ego can take lessons from and function differently in this reality? Mercury retrograde is here to pump the brakes a little bit and really ask us, okay, what did you learn? Are you still having expectations? Are you still having this? Are you still expecting to be saved from something when really you're the only one who can save yourself? These are the questions that we need to ponder in the middle of eclipses while Jupiter moves into Aries, while we have a Mercury retrograde, okay? For those of you in my Astro Consciousness on the Go group, you're going to receive a more detailed lesson as to not just how this is affecting you now, but how this is going to unfold throughout the year and over the next 12 months, okay? Now, on Wednesday, May 11th, we have the moon transiting still the sign of Virgo. Remember, I like this. I like the moon in Virgo happening in the middle of all of this. It's a week leading up to a full moon eclipse. Remember, that essence of extremity is there. So we might feel extra psychic, extra sensitive, extra tired, extra happy, extra energized, extra drained, whatever it is. This moon in Virgo keeps us grounded. It's like, okay, you know what? If you're on the tired side, okay, this is what I have to get through to the week. But I don't know if I have the energy to do so. So what can I delegate? What can I put off? What do I really need to take care of? But it's about coming back to that part of the brain that is very analytical, right? Making the list, checking it twice, seeing what really needs to be done and what you can delegate. And in true Virgo fashion, go through each item in the list, one thing at a time. The beautiful thing about Virgo energy is that its gift to the rest of the zodiac is teaching us the thoroughness. Thoroughness is a gift. Thoroughness saves time, because we don't have to come back to something. Especially as we're moving towards a Mercury retrograde, having a moon in Virgo is a nice balance. It's a nice way of saying, okay, if I slow down and focus on what's at hand right now, then I probably won't have to come back to it, right? Look, something that kind of irks me, and look, Mercury retrograde manifestations, they exist. They absolutely, definitely exist. I've seen them. The classic, where did I leave my keys? My laptop, it's so funny. I'm very careful with my laptop. This is my whole thing. I work with it every single day. It's what I work with, right? It's kind of like a safety blanket. Two Mercury retrogrades, two. It's gone weird. Like out of nowhere, it's gone weird. So my point with that is Mercury retrograde manifestations are there, right? But if you're aware of Mercury retrograde and something that you have been putting off finally comes to a point of explosion, or just you can't ignore it anymore during a Mercury retrograde, don't go and say, this freaking Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde fucks shit up for me. I have heard that so many times, and it's like, well, did it really? Or did it just amplify something that was already there? And look, this is going to be especially true with Jupiter in Aries, because yes, Jupiter in Aries, the expansion of the self, the expansion of the courageous me, the expansion of my instinct and creativity, all of the beautiful things. And you're going to read all about that all over the internet. Beautiful, beautiful. But you have to remember that every single energy expands what is already there. And if Jupiter is meant to represent the expansion, the insertion of the self, a lot of the things that we have not taken responsibility for, because it's our responsibility as individuals, those will also expand, especially with a Mercury retrograde. Okay? So that's something that you need to keep in mind. And look, there's no judgment here. If anything, that's a good thing. It is important that we realize that the expansion of the self, the assertion of the self, comes with great responsibility. It really does. In essence, I think that Jupiter in Aries is also going to serve as a little bit of tough love. Aries is that energy, tough love of, look, this is what you say you want. This is what you say you envision for yourself. Walk your talk. Walk your talk. So the expansion of the things that we have not been doing is also going to be in our faces with a Mercury retrograde. So that's why I love a moon transiting the sign of Virgo, especially in the middle of the week, because it gives us the opportunity to come back to the little things that we can say, this deserves my time, energy, and effort. This doesn't. Okay. Now, on Thursday, May 12th, the moon will finally move into the sign of Libra, and it will remain there both Thursday and Friday. Okay, so Thursday, the moon transiting the sign of Libra, usually we're much more focused on relationships, on equilibrium, on harmony. This is really interesting because remember, the full moon is in Scorpio, okay? So that's the sign directly after Libra. This is interesting because, like, right as we're like heading towards that buildup, it's like, you know how you ride roller coasters and as you're getting to the top, it's going really slowly, really slowly, really slowly. And then the top, there's a buildup, right? There's a buildup of nervousness. There's a, I just want it to be over already. That's what this week represents. So once we get to the top, that's the full moon. Once we go down, that's everything that comes from the full moon. That's the release. That buildup, depending, I don't know about you, I hate roller coasters. I hate them, okay? That buildup, moving up towards the top of the roller coaster, to me, is horrible. I haven't been in a roller coaster in years, and I probably won't. I hate it. It takes forever. I just want it to be over. It's like, I want it to be over, but I don't want it to happen. That's what the moon transiting the sign of Libra is going to feel, especially if you're having stuff around relationships. Be mindful of that. Here's the thing. On Thursday, when the moon is transiting the sign of Libra, it is going to create a trine to Mercury retrograde in Gemini. Okay. This is a nice aspect. It's a trine, it's air energy, there is less heaviness, less attachment. Moon in Libra, you are expressing your emotions around a relationship. You're expressing what you feel around harmony, equilibrium, equality, what's fair, what's not, okay? That's what that means. Trining Mercury retrograde in Gemini, this can manifest in you expressing to someone that you care about, hey, listen, this is what I feel. And you put it all on the table. This is what I think is my responsibility. This is where I feel certain things aren't being met. This is what I would like help in. What can you do? What can you not do? What do we need to reassess in this interaction? But because Mercury is retrograde in Gemini, do not expect a resolution. Mercury is retrograde. So what you can prepare yourself for is that if you're speaking to someone, that they receive all of this information and that they need time to marinate. Okay, they need time to let it marinate. They need time to let it sink in. Because what Mercury and Gemini represents is an overload of information. And in retrograde, especially, it feels like that information, even if it's the same amount, it feels like 10 times more. And like we need time to process it. Okay, but Thursday represents that time where you can actually have certain conversations and do that. So this aspect I find to be a lot better for working relationships, right? Because I think in romantic relationships, if you're not aware and you're like sharing all of your stuff, right? Especially as we head towards a full moon eclipse. And you're let's say that you're emotional and these things matter to you. And then the other person's like, okay, well, I don't know what to tell you. Let me think about it. Look, I don't know about you, old Millie, that would just send me over the deep end. Like, what the F do you mean, right? Be mindful of that. People are not in the space to give you the clear answer that you want right now. And chances are that if you're rushing a clear answer, it's because you're trying to avoid the discomfort. And that's not on anyone else but yourself, okay? Now, if we're talking about projects, if we're talking about work, if we're talking about interviews, getting a raise, planning something for over the next 6 months, beautiful, beautiful energy. Because here we are, the moon in Libra. You and I are working on a project. We're planning on doing it in October. Mercury in Gemini retrograde, right? Okay, so this is the data I have. What's the data that you have? How do we put it together in a spreadsheet so that we're building this? So that we're building this idea, we're going to take certain things out. We're going to put certain things in. Oh, this is a really great idea. We can ask this person to la 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 la, right? The moon in Libra is being fulfilled because it's working with someone or something for something in the long run. And then Mercury retrograde in Gemini, this is about being open and flexible with the information that you're receiving right now and understanding that it is not 100% yet and that that's okay. All right? So be mindful of that. On Friday, May 13th, Friday the 13th, look, I don't pay attention to Friday the 13th stuff. I have nothing to tell you on that. I'm sure that there's history on it. I think I've read bits and pieces. It's not my area of expertise. To me, a Friday the 13th is just a Friday like any other, but that's just me. Okay, aside from that, that same moon in Libra will now create a trine to Saturn in Aquarius. What I can see happening here is kind of like a sobering of all of this extreme energy that we may be feeling through the week. So what does this tell you? If you know that Saturn is involved, remember at the beginning of the week, we're experiencing a moon in direct opposition to Saturn. That can have us feeling like, I need a resolution now, I need an answer now, and I need all the things now. That's at the beginning of the week. But by the end of the week, the moon is going to be at a much nicer connection to Saturn. This is an understanding of, okay, you know what? Yeah, this is going to take some more time. This is just coming to an internal sense of it's okay to take my time. And because these two energies are air energies, Moon in Libra, Saturn in Aquarius, there is an understanding that if we are patient, if we take our time, that is what's best for everyone who may be involved in this situation. And this is the energy that you want to come back to. I kind of like this energy. Usually a connection between the moon and Saturn, if we're not aware, it can represent a lot of judgment. It can represent almost depression. It can represent being really harsh on the self. But with these air energies, this is about being, if anything, much more methodical about what we are experiencing. This is about coming back to the self and saying, okay, you know what? maybe I'm letting things get away from me. Maybe I'm letting the negative narrative or my emotions get the best of me. How do I come back and just accept what is? And I think that this is a really great energy to end the moon in Libra cycle as it's going to move into Scorpio. Okay. Now, Saturday, May 14th, we have Venus come together with Chiron in Aries. All right. So, Venus, planet of relationships in Aries. Who am I in this relationship? It's kind of like asking, what do I get out of this? And then remember, earlier in the week, Jupiter went into Aries. The expansion of that, we're going to be asking ourselves more. What do I get out of this? My hope is that we don't go to the extreme where we're only looking out for ourselves, because that's not supported. But, you know, everyone will do what they will. But this is about, especially coming together with Chiron, what are the hard lessons that I've learned about relationship? What are the hard lessons that I've learned in the past about keeping healthy boundaries and what happens when I don't keep them? What is the pain that has come in the past about not honoring my desires, Venus and Aries? And how do I honor them without amputating people from my life? Simply by standing in my power and living my life as I wish, right? So Venus and Chiron, while it can feel heavy, especially again, before a full moon eclipse, it can actually be quite healing. So there might be this tendency to think about the past, or someone from the past might come back. You might receive an apology you weren't expecting. You might have a conversation you weren't expecting to have. And I think that this is especially true because this Venus and Chiron conjunction isn't only active on Saturday. It's active throughout next week. And we have a Mercury retrograde and we have a full moon eclipse in Scorpio. Emotions are running high. People are thinking about the past. So this is going to be really interesting energy that's going to unfold for at least a week. So be mindful of that. You might receive certain information from someone and have certain conversations that remind you of, I dodged that bullet, right? And kind of that being the last bit of information that you need to know or to remind you that you're on the right path for making a different decision, okay? That is just an example, but I hope that it serves to help you understand this dynamic, all right? Now, on Sunday, May 15th, we have the Sun in Taurus square Saturn in Aquarius, and the same Sun in Taurus sextile Neptune in Pisces. Look, Saturn square the Sun, or the Sun square Saturn. The Sun represents our identity, our ego, us, in Taurus. How do I accept what's coming up for me? Square Saturn in Aquarius. It is what it is. I know now the decisions that I have to make. I know now the structure my life needs to have for what's presented itself. I know the decision I need to make in this relationship. And just kind of look, the Sun square to Saturn, it's not easy. It's not easy to do the things that we know we need to do. It's not. And that's the point, that it's okay. It's almost like Saturn saying, you know what? You'll survive. Okay. Now, thankfully, the Sun is creating a sextile to Neptune in Pisces. Neptune in Pisces being the essence and the energy of spirit and of guidance. I know that this decision that I have to make, this rearrangement that I have to make in my life, the reprioritization of my priorities is going to change a lot of things. And I don't necessarily like it, but this is something that I have to do because I just know. And if I'm not familiar with this energy, it's okay, because I trust that I am supported. And look, this trust, this thing of I am supported, I understand there's a greater force at work and I am guided. Guys, this isn't something that is just that I'm just saying. This is something that I've been saying for months now. And the point has been that you understand that, what that means in your body, so that now you keep that lesson really forever, and you continue functioning from that place. It's not like we go from one season to another and we leave the lessons from the previous season behind. No, it's meant to come with us so that when we have a Sun square Saturn, when we're faced with decisions that we have to make, we can come back to the fact that over the last couple of months, we have been practicing and exercising our connection and relationship to spirit. And we now know that we can always rely on that, no matter how difficult things get. All right. So with all of that said, I hope this is helpful. Have an amazing week. I will come back next week and talk about the full moon eclipse in Scorpio. Keep in mind that for a lot of people, what we know we need to let go of, because it's a full moon, it's an eclipse. Full moon eclipses always represent a letting go of something. The degree of what we have to let go of depends on the sign, in this case, Scorpio. This is something that we've heavily relied on, heavily, that we have almost created an enmeshed relationship with, whether we realize it or not, whether we want to accept it or not. And we now know with certainty that we have to let it go. Whether that is the expectation of answers now, the sense of control or the need of control, a relationship, belief systems, all the stuff that I've been talking about, whatever it is, we have created an unhealthy and meshed relationship with it to some degree, particularly psychological, because Scorpio is the psychological sign of the zodiac. And we now know we need to let it go. So this week is to prepare us for that. All right. Have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you next week.